Excuse me.
Hey Tom, real
Hi,
quick,
Mayor.
we need to include in the redevelopment plan. I spoke to Dawn about making sure we have the conduit lines for the units for high speed internet, and then also some access from the municipality to get through the development to get over to the other side. So we run security cameras for the ecological park instead of going all the way down to Centennial Avenue up and then Sydney Road out to police headquarters. We can just go right through that development out to out to Seward and out that way to South Rand. So we would have to have some access with the conduit lines when they do the development.
I mean, that would be Jimmy would have to have that in the redevelopment plan.
Yeah, I know. We're just, it's going to be an add-on into this, to the plan.
We're about 1 minute to broadcast.
Yeah. No,
Okay,
I
well, I mean,
understand. That's fine.
if Jim testifies that that's part of the amended plan, the resolution just notes the adoption of the plan. So if it's
Yeah.
in the plan and the plan's adopted, then we're good.
Yeah, that's I did speak with the planning department about that because that would make sensible. It would save the town an awful lot of running wire and all around when we have a shortcut with this. So
Okay.
we
We
have
have
the
about a minute. who's the potential redeveloper of this project?
I'm not sure. I forgot the name of the company.
Okay. Excuse me.
Okay, we're ready for broadcast.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Word to cloud. All right, Reverend Kenny, we can start the meeting.
thank you. The regular meeting for Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 for the Scatterway Planning Board will now come to order. Mr. Barlow, are we in compliance for this meeting this evening?
Yes, Reverend Kenny. In keeping with the guidelines promulgated by the Department of Community Affairs, the Planning Board has best tried its best to comply with the Open Public Meeting Act and the guidelines issued with regards to same. The Zoom link for this matter has been part of the agenda and has been put forth if any members of the public wish to comment. They just need to raise their hand at the appropriate portion. Thank you, Reverend Kennedy.
Attorney Barlow. Notice of this meeting was published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran? The one's here. Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Here.
Okay, item number six. Will we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge
Pledge
allegiance.
of Allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of
States of
America.
America.
The Republic for which it stands.
Stands.
One
One
nation under
nation,
God,
God,
indivisible, with
indivisible, and
liberty
liberty,
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
May we have the swearing in of a professional?
Okay, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Attorney Barlow, is there any changes in the agenda tonight?
Tom, you're muted.
You didn't get to
Tom,
hear
is
me
there any
say, Reverend
changes in
Kenny,
the agenda?
My understanding is there's no changes to the agenda.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone the order to pay the bills?
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to pay the bills.
Do second. I get a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
Number eight.
Okay. I'd like to memorialize the action taken on April 9th, 2025, application 25PB01, Piscataway Centennial Developers, LLC, preliminary and final site plan.
Could I get a second?
Mr. Atkins, second.
Okay.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
Number nine, and I get a motion adoption of the minutes from April 9th, 2025 minutes.
Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the minutes from the regular meeting of April 9th, 2025.
Can I get a second?
Mr. Atkins, a second.
Yeah. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 10.
They're fine.
Redevelopment plan for block 5701, lot 11, shown on the tax map, 57 of the Piscataway tax map, commonly known as 1700 South Washington Avenue. Mr. James Clarkin.
Yes, good evening, members of the board. I'll be presenting this redevelopment plan tonight. So this is 1700 South Washington Avenue, block 5701, lot 11. So back in April 2014, by resolution 24159, both lot 11 and 12 of block 5701 was designated as in need of redevelopment. And so we decided to do two separate redevelopment plans. So this one is specific to lot 11. As a refresher, 5701 lot 11 is about 42 acres in size. It has frontage on both Sutty Avenue and South Washington. So it's quite a large piece of land. And it has never been developed and is currently vacant as of now. As you're driving down South Washington Avenue, the best landmark, I guess you could say, are the huge electric utility overhead lines that you see going through the property. But this redevelopment plan proposes senior citizen housing as the sole permitted principal use. And this is because your master plan specifically called out this lot for senior citizen housing. So basically, this redevelopment plan was written to effectuate that use that you are looking to establish at block 5701, lot 11, and especially because there's so much demand for that use, that is what we're looking to move forward with. So as you can see, your current zoning ordinance under SCH zone is senior citizen housing, and so this plan will also have the same. So this is just what your current zoning code calls for, but it will be a little bit different for the redevelopment plan, and I'll get into that a little bit because there's going to be two sites. But as I said, the plan vision is to effectuate what your master plan calls for. I will say that for the Fair Housing Act, we're looking to do 39 affordable housing units as part of this redevelopment plan so that it complies with your fair share obligations. So your goals are to create land use requirements specific to the redevelopment area that effectuate senior citizen housing. We want to encourage redevelopment and increase tax ratables, develop financial and regulatory incentives, including tax abatement, and provide for senior citizen housing that provides several housing products, including standalone single family homes and rental units, and as well as affordable units. So if you go to page 4 on the redevelopment plan in front of you, this is the land use plan that we are proposing. So as I said, there's two different sets of standards. So we're going to have a site A, and that will be specifically applicable to senior restricted single family residential use. And then there will be site B, which will be senior restricted multifamily use. Site A will be accessed off of Study Avenue, and site B will be accessed off of South Washington Avenue. And as I said, blocks 5701, lot 12, is a part of the original in need of redevelopment study we put together for you, but it will be addressed in a separate plan. So under principal permitted uses, as I said, site A, site B, these are your permitted accessory uses, which are pretty standard. So you have your off-street parking, your clubhouses, pools, walkways, game and sport areas, electric vehicle chargers, and then prohibited uses is basically anything that's not in here or that is hazardous or dangerous. So this bulk requirements table lays out the requirements for site A and site B. So these are pretty typical for single family within the area of Piscataway that we're talking about off of Study Avenue. So minimum lot area is 5,000 square feet, 50 across, 100 deep, with typical setbacks. And then we have site B, which is much larger. So I would say this is going to encompass around 16 acres as conceptualized. So the minimum lot, so that meets the minimum lot area of 30, but definitely larger setbacks so that there's more space off of South Washington Avenue. And further, the max height is only 50 feet for principal structures. So the maximum net density that we're looking for site A is 4.3 units per acre. That's for the single family residential, and then 12 units per acre for site B, which is the multifamily residential. these are just your accessory structure bulk standards at the bottom of page 5. I think the most important one is making sure that the clubhouse is no larger than 35 feet in height. So C and D is like pretty typical language. We're saying that it's an appropriate land use and the density is appropriate. And then we get into traffic. So if they bring any potential redeveloper that brings a site plan to your board, they will have to do a traffic impact analysis. As always, we require the 5-foot wide pedestrian sidewalks around the site. And I think we're even asking for a pedestrian pathway for the multifamily site. I do want to note that the redeveloper shall dedicate sufficient land to achieve your master plan's 52-foot half width of South Washington Avenue. We're calling for ingress and egress, from South Washington to have no left in and no left out. However, this is a county road, so they may reach out to the county for, a left in, left out, and if that becomes the case, then that will be permitted. Parking and loading, we're looking for 2 spaces per driveway for the single family is pretty typical. And then multifamily dwellings, 1.5 spaces per dwelling, which I think should be more than enough, especially for senior citizen housing. And then we're looking for at least 22 spaces electrified for EVs at the time of occupancy. And then following 1 year from that, when you hit the 90th certificate of occupancy for the multifamily site, another 22. And that should comply with the state requirements requiring with respect to EVs. For utilities, pretty standard. Mr. Mayor, I will note that I did require underground installation of all utilities to the maximum extent possible, but also fiber optic conduit must be installed along all property frontages and shall be installed underground. So I can make that change to say that Piscataway must have access to that conduit.
Yeah, and if I may, James Clark, and can we make sure that we have access to the back of the property as best we can? So if we ever had to run fiber optic from the ecological park across the street, we'll be able to connect up over to the municipal complex a lot easier instead of going all the way down Centennial and then around.
Okay. Yes, I can add those two things. Stormwater, yeah, that stormwater improvements will be required as usual. Saw the waste is pretty typical. So for signage, we're looking for one freestanding monument sign for the residential projects on lot 11. So for the South Washington entrance. So that one will be no more than 6 feet in height and 32 square feet in size. And then you'll have your typical directional signs within the parking lot and for the ingress and egress. Lighting, we're just saying the high mast light poles can't be any higher than 25 feet. They have to be LED and not cause any glare. Landscaping, deciduous shade trees. We're looking for a ratio of one tree per 1,000 square feet of parking space. And we're looking to make sure that anything planted consists of no less than 70% native species. And if anything dies, they have to replace it within 2 years. Okay, so page 9 starts additional design standards. I do want to touch on a couple of important ones. Fences for the multifamily site will be either located in the rear or the side and be no more than 6 feet. But for site A, they have to comply with your zoning ordinance with respect to fences. Color and design of the principal structures shall be acceptable to your planning staff if they ever come before your board. As I mentioned, we want a paved and illuminated walking path 5 feet in width to be constructed around the perimeter of the multifamily structures. And that would be in addition to the sidewalks along South Washington Avenue. Now, letters J, K, and L, I'm not going to read all this because it's a little technical, but basically what we're looking for is, it's called a surface access and temporary construction easement. And what this is really looking to do is make sure that the redevelopers of lot 11 and lot 12 are sharing the access in terms of construction, maintenance, snow plowing, anything that might be required to maintain it, to make sure the residents of both lots have access throughout the entirety of the development, but to make sure that they're taking care of it too. So that's really what is being accomplished with letter J. And then K is a similar story. I mentioned that one freestanding sign at the entrance of South Washington Avenue. That sign will also be shared. So that will be the sign easement that both redevelopers want to work together on in terms of constructing, maintaining, and repairing. And then finally, L is to make sure that access is available to the clubhouse, the outdoor swimming pool, to all residents of Lot 12 and Lot 11. Environmental assessment, there are existing wetlands on the property. The redeveloper is responsible for meeting NJDEP requirements regarding that. The concepts I've seen seem to avoid the wetlands. Plan consistency review, as I mentioned, this is directly matching what your master plan is looking for. There's no nearby municipalities that we have to worry about. It meets the state plan. And I think that's really everything I wanted to touch on. There's, as I mentioned, I'll go to the last couple bullets on page 14. There, we are requiring 39 affordable units. Nothing needs to be acquired in fee simple, so we don't have to relocate any residents or businesses. This is a non-condemnation redevelopment plan, and the redevelopment plan shall be binding upon the correct owner of block 5701, lot 11, its heirs, successors, and assigns. And once again, the access easement and sign easement shall be for the benefit of the current owner of block 5701, lot 12, its heirs, successors, and assigns. And just for a quick visual, so site B, South Washington Avenue, will be over here, and then site A is on over here, where Study Avenue is. So I can take any questions.
Chair, if I may, Mr. Clarhan, just a couple of things. So what is what's the reasoning behind the differences in the fence situation here between the two lots for this redevelopment plan? Why is one saying it's following the township ordinances, but the other not, and talking about a 6-foot fence in the backyard or side yard, I think you had up there. I'm not sure.
I think we just wanted to make sure, because your zoning ordinance code is specific to single family, and we wanted to be consistent with that so that fencing in site A matches what's currently out there now. And site B, I think we just didn't want any fencing in the front yard, like along South Washington.
Okay, so essentially it's not that site A are we talking about now? That they don't have to abide by ordinance, is that the only, you're designating the only places where a fence can be.
For site B, yeah, for the multifamily. Yeah,
for B.
Yep.
And then the size of the lots is the differences in the reasoning behind it because of the size of one lot versus the other in its capacity, or?
Yeah, exactly. So the multifamily site encompasses a lot more land area, so they needed a bigger minimum lot area requirement, where site A is more in line with what you see in that.
Oh, single family.
For the single family, so, exactly.
So the differences are between multifamily and single family.
Yes, I think that would be the best way to describe it.
Right. And then the idea is that even though they're two potentially separate owners or developers, they would have one clubhouse, one pool is.
Yeah, so I think that site A does not have, from the concept plans I've seen, does not have direct access to that pool. They may, what I was talking about is lot 12. Here, let me bring it up again. It might be easier to visualize. Oops. So lot 12 is right here.
Yeah.
So if the clubhouse would be over here. So we want to make sure that lot 12 residents can access the amenities built here.
If it's two different developers, how is that working?
Right. So this plan is just for what is outlined in blue, lot 11. So that's why I went through all of that, like the surface access and temporary construction easement. Those easements will regulate, for almost a lack of a better word, that they maintain the egress, because lot 12 will be dependent on that egress from South Washington.
Right.
But we also want, this redeveloper may want his residents to have access to the amenities that are on lot 11. Either the way, better way to put it has to go on one lot or the other. So if there are two redevelopers, as we envision, one for lot 11, one lot 12, the clubhouse has to go somewhere. So someone's going to have to allow access. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess
I can say it again.
No, I know. I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, access to a pool and things of that nature and any extra fees that people might be paying. I guess I just don't understand if it's located on the property that's being developed by one owner, how residents of a separate property, if a separate owner has it, gets access to that without some sort of additional fees. Or cost added to their rent or mortgage. You know what I'm saying?
Council,
I see what you're saying.
I don't understand how that works. Somebody could.
Yeah.
That's for the two developers and their attorneys to work out.
Yeah. Okay. That's one.
Yeah. But I mean, the redevelopment plan requires them to do it. So
okay.
they're forced to, because I think part of the reason is the way that lot 12 is shaped, trying to have its own entrance off of South Washington, and then putting, if you think about it, if both of them had their own clubhouses and pools and parking lots, you could theoretically have two that you could throw a ball and hit off of each other. And that probably doesn't make the most sense from a development plan. So
you're still going to have to cross the street, though, to go to the pool or the clubhouse.
Yeah, you'll have to get, you know, most of these developments, you know, you're not going to be able to just walk to the pool. Might have to go to your car. And that's why there's walkable paths plus parking. Yeah. And look, and I'm sure they'll share the cost. They'll work
it
out
exactly.
So they share
the
easement
cost. Says they share the cost. The two redevelopers share the cost. So they may build that into their rents.
And but what about
the says they have to share the parking spaces for
right. And then any potential developer who then comes before us with their site plan, you know, the first pass, being that these folks in the other lot have to cross a street, you know, a public street, where I know, Mr. Baller, you're saying, oh, a lot of them they may have to drive to, but they're still within their development. These folks in the other area would have to cross the street. So I guess my question is, well, I have a couple of questions. Is this board going to make sure that street has potentially maybe some extra walk paths, some security? You know, I don't know. I'm just...
Those are great ideas, and that will be worked into, I'm sure, by the municipal staff reports when there's an actual plan to make sure that all that's effectuated. Because those are great questions. They're just not ones that can really be answered right now. But you're right.
Well, I mean, we're voting on this redevelopment plan as it stands. So what we are saying is that seniors across the street, if they want to go to a plus, are crossing a public street with their vehicle or their bodies. And so as we vote on this and think about this, it's something that we also have to take into consideration whenever or whoever the developer is who comes in, is there's got to be safety precautions added to that township street.
Well, I would think it's an interior street within the confines of the development. For instance, say all the lots were here.
Wait. That street isn't going to be accessible to everybody, because I think it connects to another street. Am I wrong?
It may be private. If you're going from one lot to the other, it very well may be private. Wait, it depends if the
could
township
you bring up the map again, sure. Mr. Clarkin?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought the street connected.
Those lots are adjacent to one another. Right now, there's like no.
Okay,
street
but if you look at if you look at the South Washington entrance,
there's no entrance.
There
right
isn't
now.
At this time.
That's just a blue lot line.
Oh, yeah. That's a blue lot line.
Yeah, that's not a road.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did that highlight so you.
You're
going
to see 11 and 12. There's no access between the two of them right now. But when these come in for site plan, that's when that's going to come into play, and it's going to be
right. So they're going to share an entrance with the signage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you.
So you're going to come in one entrance and maybe go to the right.
Or to the left.
Acme,
yeah.
Senior housing, and go to the left for Beta.
Yeah,
but
got
they're
you.
Gonna have a common amenities, I guess.
Got you. But now that is a is that okay? That is a delineation. Where's the access from Suddy Street, though?
Hold on. Let me zoom in.
Where's the spot?
Hold on. So. This is Carroll Lane, I think.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
And it's they'll have to develop the rest of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me.
Any other questions?
Is there any more questions for Mr. Clarkin? Okay, what do we do with this, board members? What do you want to do? Do you want to go forward with this plan, or is there any revisions that we need to add to it before we go forward?
I think the plan encompasses those additional comments that the mayor indicated with regards to the the 4-inch conduit and access for the municipality in the rear, Reverend Kenny. So that would be the redevelopment plan as indicated by Mr. Clark, and with those additions. And if it's the board's pleasure, would be recommending to the council the adoption of the redevelopment plan.
Okay, who wants to?
Well, we do need to open it.
You need to open to the public, though, first, Reverend Kenny.
All right, open to the public. Anybody in the public?
They have any questions or comments on the redevelopment plan? No one, Chairman.
Okay. What do I hear from the board? What do you want to do? You want to refer this or go forward with this plan?
Call for a vote.
Call for a vote. All those in favor?
No,
we need a motion first.
You want to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I'll make a motion that we refer this redevelopment plan to the council, township council for
approval.
Cheryl Saunders, second.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was asking for a vote.
Okay, we thank got you. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Chairman Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny, I believe Ms. Saunders has a resolution memorializing the same for referral.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to memorialize a resolution recommending adoption of the redevelopment plan for 1700 South Washington Avenue.
I hear a second.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill?
Yep. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
Approved.
Thank you, board members. Mr. Clark and I would like to thank you for this extensive report, because of the fact that it was two developers developing this plan. And I see this parcel of land being put to good use for Piscataway residents, seniors, and for housing project. And thank you very much for this extensive report.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Ayes have it. Thank you, board members.
Thank you, Reverend Kenny. Chairman. Have a good night, everyone.
Everybody, happy Memorial Day, upcoming everyone. Holiday.
Yes, happy Memorial
Day. Get home safe if you're not home yet.
Yeah.
The rain stopped. We should be okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah. Bye, Alex.